Mark ends with chapter 16, one of the most enigmatic conclusions to the Gospels, I think. A strange story, but one that has a haunting power. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices, so that they might go and anoint Jesus. Very early on the first day of the week they went to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the tomb of the door?" And looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come upon them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Lord God, we tremble, we wonder. We feel astonished at the good news of resurrection. Like the women, sometimes we are afraid to embrace its good news, to let its life enter ours. And yet we thank you that in time they did speak and share that wonderful gospel. We pray that it may speak to our minds and hearts, guide our lives, and keep us ever close to you. Amen.